بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما توجه تلقاء مدين قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
Verse number 22. So when he walked heading towards Madian, he said, I hope in my Lord that he guides me towards the best path, from which I do not stray.
ولما ورد ماء مدين وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تذودان ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تذودان قال ما خطبكما قالتا لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء وأبونا شيخ كبير.
Verse number 23. When he reached the waterhole of Madian, he found a group of people watering their livestock. He also found two women, a little distance away, stopping their livestock from the water until the rest of the people finished. Musa asked them, Why is that you do not water your livestock along with the rest of the people? They said to him, It is our habit that we arrive but do not water until the shepherds disperse, fearing mixing in with them. Our father is an aged man, he cannot water the livestock, so we are compelled to do it ourselves.
فسقى لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل فقال رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير.
Verse number 24. So he felt pity for them and watered their livestock for them. He then took shelter in the shade and rested there, beseeching Allah and presenting his need to him, saying, O my Lord, indeed, I am for any and every goodness you send down to me in dire need for, and it's my only recourse.
فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا فلما جاءه وقص عليه القصص قال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين.
Verse number 25. When they went back, they informed their father of Musa, so he sent one of them to him, inviting him. She approached him by walking modestly, saying, Indeed, my father is inviting you to meet him, intending to reward you for watering our livestock for us. When Musa came to their father and told him of his situation, he reassuringly told him, Do not fear, for you have escaped from an oppressive nation, Pharaoh and his crowd. They have no authority over Madian, so they will not be able to harm you.
قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين.
Verse number 26. One of his two daughters said, O my father, hire him to shepherd our livestock for us, because he is worthy of being hired by you. He possesses strength and is trustworthy. Through his strength, he will be able to fulfill his responsibility, and with his trustworthiness, he will safeguard whatever he is entrusted with.
قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك وما أريد أن أشق عليك ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين.
Verse number 27. Addressing Musa, their father said, "Indeed, I wish to marry you to one of these two daughters of mine, on the condition that their dowry is your shepherding our livestock for 8 years. If you extend the period to 10 years, it would be a favor on your part and not obligatory upon you, because the agreement is only for 8 years, so whatever exceeds that is optional. I do not wish to impose upon you anything that would put you in difficulty. Allah willing, you will find me one of those pious ones who fulfill their promises and do not break their agreements."
قال ذلك بيني وبينك أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي والله على ما نقول وكيل.
Verse number 28. Musa, peace be upon him, said, "The agreement between us is as we agreed. Whichever of the two periods I worked for you, 8 years or 10, I would have fulfilled my end of the deal. So do not ask me for anything above that. Allah is a witness and a guardian over what we say." Beneficial points. 1. Seeking refuge with Allah is the path to salvation in the world and afterlife. 2. The modesty of a Muslim woman leads to her nobility and elevated rank. 3. There is no sin in the conversing of two unrelated people of the opposite gender as long as there is a need, and the conversation would not arise suspicion. 4. The permissibility of a woman working, if she is compelled to, due to there being no one providing for her, provided there is no intermingling with males. 5. Consulting daughters for their opinions and relying on them, if their opinions are valid, is praiseworthy. 6. Strength and trustworthiness are two qualities found within a successful employee. 7. One should endeavor to remain chaste. 8. It is permissible for dowry to be a service as opposed to a tangible item.
فلما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون.
Verse number 29. So when Musa completed the agreed duration, either 8 or 10 years, and was returning with his family from Madian to Egypt, he saw a fire towards the side of Mount Sinai. He said to his family, "Stay here. I have noticed a fire. Perhaps I can bring some news to you from it, or a torch of fire, with which he can light one for ourselves, and get some warmth from the cold."
فلما أتاها نودي من شاطئ الواد الأيمن في البقعة المباركة من الشجرة أن يا موسى إني أنا الله رب العالمين.
Verse number 30. So when Musa came to the fire, which he had noticed, his Lord, may he be glorified, called out to him from the right of where Musa, peace be upon him, was standing, on the blessed spot near the tree, "O Musa, indeed, I am Allah, the Lord of all creation."
وأن ألق عصاك فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب يا موسى أقبل ولا تخف إنك من الآمنين.
Verse number 31. And throw down your staff. So Musa threw it down, fulfilling the command of his Lord. When he saw it move and slither as if it were a snake, he turned, fleeing in fear of it, and did not return. His Lord then called him, O Musa, come forward, and do not fear it, because you one of those who are safe from it, and other things you may fear.
أسلك يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم إليك جناحك من الرهب فذانك برهانان من ربك إلى فرعون وملئه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين.
Verse number 32. Enter your right hand into your shirt collar, it will turn white upon you taking it out without any ailment. So Musa placed it into his collar and removed it, with it having turned white like snow, and drew your arm to your side. So Musa pressed it against his side, and his fear subsided. So these two things that have been mentioned, the staff and the hand, are two proofs sent from your Lord to Pharaoh and the leaders from his people. Indeed, they were a nation who left the obedience of Allah by disbelief and sin.
قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون.
Verse number 33. Musa said, pleading to his Lord, Indeed, I have killed a man from amongst them, the Copt, that a man from my tribe sought my help against, and so I fear that if I was going to convey to them the message I have been sent with, they will kill me in return.
وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِي رِدْءًا يُصَدِّقُنِي إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ.
Verse number 34. And my brother Harun speaks with more clarity than I do, so send him with me as my aid. I fear Pharaoh and his people will reject me, just as it is common for nations past to reject the messengers that were sent to them.
قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون.
Verse number 35. Allah said in response to Musa's supplication, O Musa, I shall strengthen you by sending your brother with you as a messenger and aid to you, and give you the upper hand over your enemy. They shall not be able to harm you with anything you dislike. By our ayat, signs, you and those believers who follow you will be victorious over Pharaoh and his people. Beneficial points. 1. Fulfilling promises and agreements are qualities of the believers. 2. Allah spoke to Musa directly. 3. A caller to Allah sometimes needs people who support him. 4. Eloquence is important for those who invite to Allah. 5. The truth always prevailing is a divine custom.